This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Good morning. Here is this week's news from NERC. Well, last Friday night saw an interesting presentation from Rob VK5RC, and he had us all tied up in knots, literally. Cables and cord are an essential part of our hobby, and knots are always required when stringing antennas and mounting ropes and cords. Thanks, Rob. I now know how to tie a truckie's knot, something that has always eluded me. Phil, VK5SRP, then gave us an insight into some of his recent radio adventures in Europe. Thanks, Phil. Our next regular meeting on Friday, the 10th of November, will be a combined meeting with the Barossa Amateur Radio Club in the Barossa. This has always been a good event in the past, and we look forward to a contingent being able to attend. More details next week. Well, Christmas is fast approaching, and a December regular meeting will be our Christmas meeting at the Hall. This will be the usual NERC fare with a meal and lots of friendly and geniality. Make sure you mark Friday the 8th of December in your diary. Well, until next time, this has been Brian, VK5VI for the Northeast Radio Club.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF again, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Our little group has seen the Haywood Rally come and go, with two separate rallies, one a round of the Victorian State Rally Championships and the other a round of the South Australian State Championships. It threw up a few curveballs, but we managed to handle it all. Largely due to the efforts of Andrew, VK5FCLS, and partner Cheryl, who remained unflappable in the face of all sorts of challenges thrown up by officials with a limited understanding of how radio works, we were able to do our job of reporting accidents or incidents whilst keeping mind control fairly well up to date with car positions. We would also like to publicly thank Greg, VK5ZGY, and his better half, Gabby, for many years of dedication in organising our participation in many rallies and car trials. Greg and Gabby have well and truly earned a rest from the task, and they now look forward to being able to help when called upon without the stress of organising everything. We can sit back for a few weeks now and recharge the batteries in readiness for the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. Our October business meeting in Millicent will now incorporate a mini buy, swap and sell, so that should prove interesting. With a bit of luck, it will increase the attendance as well. It looks as though the weather may be turning very slowly and that we might even get a bit of sustained sunshine very shortly. Time to venture out into a park or two. My fellow park tragic, Tom, VK5EE, is intending to flit off to the old Blighty again early next year, so I'd better get him motivated to get out and about a bit before it gets too hot. Looking at my blog, I see that it has been 6 months since I ventured out, but I have a bit of an excuse as things have been a bit hectic for me of late. Our new smart TV has been installed and has made a big difference to our viewing pleasure at the club rooms. We can now read diagrams and schematics a lot better than before, thanks to the bigger screen and the much better definition. Reflections from the ceiling lights have also been reduced by a significant amount, and so it has been a very worthwhile exercise. We wish to thank the Rosler family for a very generous donation, part of which has made this possible. Graham, VK5YM, Silent Key, was a long-time member of our group and is sadly missed. We are planning another club event to commemorate him in the very near future. I will conclude this update by reminding you all that we meet twice a month. The first Friday is always an activity night, and the third Friday is our monthly business meeting. Usually held at our club rooms in the Reedy Park Centre on O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, our October meeting on the 20th will be held in the Millicent and District Community Club rooms in Davenport Terrace, Millicent, starting at the usual time of 7:30pm sharp. We welcome visitors, so if you are in the area, feel free to come along and introduce yourself. The members of the Southeast Radio Group wish you all a great week. Until next week, this has been Cole, VK58CF.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. AREG's next general meeting is this coming Friday, the 20th of October. The doors open at 7:45pm at the renamed Reedbeds Community Hall, now the Fulham Community Centre, on Phelps Court, Fulham. Mark, VK5QI, will give a presentation about the SatNOX project, which stands for Satellite Networked Open Ground Stations, which is an open source project and community developing a worldwide network of satellite ground stations. The project is to help provide downlink capacity for the growing numbers of low Earth orbit CubeSats being launched. In Mark's presentation, he will demonstrate a worked example showing how you too could set up a SatNOGS ground station at a reasonably low cost. After the presentation, there will be a light supper of tea, coffee and cake available, followed by an AREG business meeting. All members and visitors are most welcome to attend, so why not come along and find out more about what's happening in the world of automated satellite ground station technology. Well, the OCDX contest is now over, and the AREG contest team have packed up their contest station. This year saw the AREG team mount a mind-blowing, jaw-dropping multi-multi station at a location northwest of Taalee in the Mid-North District. The team really set themselves a high benchmark this year and set up a 4-operator positions capable of transmitting on 5 bands all at the same time, covering from 160 metres through to 10 metres. One of the operating positions was an SO2R, single operator, 2-radio configuration, where the operator was multitasking on 2 bands. Certainly need to keep your wits about you here. This is the 5th year that AREG have seriously participated in the OCDX, with their best score yet, 1,907,423 points. Well done, team. Have a look at the AREG web pages for a detailed overview and explanation of this year's AREG OCDX contest setup. So remember, folks, this coming Friday, the 20th of October, for the next AREG general meeting, everyone is invited. Further information may be found on the AREG web pages at www.areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The next Tech Night is on Wednesday, 18th of the 10th, and will be on Arduino and other microcontrol platforms. And here is a note about the JOTA 60th anniversary next weekend on the 21st and 22nd of October. EARC are assisting the Edinburgh Park Scout Group to run the Jamboree on the air at the Scout Hall on Mufflin Road, Elizabeth Grove. The coordinator is Bruce, VK5VAB. They are also hosting other scout groups from the adjacent suburbs. EARC has set up a number of antennas and transceivers on various bands, and they will appreciate your contacts. Members of the EARC are requested to send their individual email addresses to vk5mikealphakilo@wia.org.au to enable a contact register to be collated. The next club's general meeting will be on Wednesday, the 1st of November. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month, Grove Venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30pm for an 8pm start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. We look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The weekend of the 20th to the 22nd of October is Jamboree of the Air for 2017. Are you helping out a scout troop with this event? The next two lunches at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 27th of October and the 10th of November. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 11th of November. Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club is putting on a display at the Callington Show Sunday the 29th of October. Jeff Osborne, VK5HEL, is the president of Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club, and he can be contacted on 0438 447 270. The Ahars Christmas Dinner will be held at the Belair Hotel on the 3rd of December, and Trevor, VK5NIX, is taking the bookings. 0417 838 740 or teammolde@internode.on.net. The famous Ahars Picnic at Lions Park will be on Saturday the 21st of January. Details and bookings will be nearer the event. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. I'll be talking about restoring boat anchor equipment at the October the 19th General Meeting and showing examples of boat anchors and the materials used in restoring them. The Hay House Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The next technical presentation at the shack will be on the 28th of October and will be a demonstration of VLF and LF receiving equipment by Rod, VK5ZRK, and assisted by myself. To keep up to date with what's happening at Ahars, visit the website and look at the latest news and the upcoming events page. The URL is http://www.ahars.com.au. If you cannot always listen to the broadcast live on Sunday mornings, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. The URL is http://northeastradioclub.org.au. North East Radio Club is all one word. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you will see the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can then play them from there or download them to listen to at your leisure. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or send me a text message on 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Good morning, this is David, VK5 Kilo Charlie, on behalf of the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The buy and sell is now only a few weeks away. Table bookings are starting to pick up, so please make sure you have a table. Send an email to me, vk5kilocharlie@wia.org.au, and Roy, vk5nrg@wia.org.au. So Sunday, November the 12th, same venue and same time, 7:30 for sellers, 9:30 for buyers into the sale hall. Have all the usual commercial traders there. So Sunday, November the 12th, week later than usual. 5th of November is the Maker Fair, so you will be free to attend the Maker Fair at Tonsley. So get your bookings in, email myself or Roy, and make sure you have a table to sell all your pre-loved goodies. This has been David, VK5KC, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.